So we had government bonds a little changed this morning amid somewhat flat global currency markets, and this with caution being the name of the game until that decision is made on whether the U.S. would be withdrawing from a nuclear deal with Iran. But by the afternoon, local bonds extending what has been a recent bout of weakness as the dollar continued to run. Earlier, the yield on the benchmark R186 bond rising to about 8.36% for the first time since mid-February, according to data coming through from IRIS. As you can see, they're sitting at 8.37% now, and that from 8.31% yesterday. The R207 in the meantime, bid at 7.24%, and that from 7.18% previously. The U.S. 10-year Treasury yield just under 3%, holding pretty steady there at 2.97%. Joining me on this line now for further interrogation of the activity we're seeing and some of the factors prompting that is Wikus Furstenberg of Future Growth. Wikus, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. So geopolitical tension is rife, and if that escalates, that could put further upward pressure on oil prices, which are already sitting at four-year highs, seeing inflation rise and then interest rates potentially rising at a faster pace. Is the correlation as linear as that?
Hello, Lisa. I think it's not as simple as that. Clearly, you know, with the oil price rising and the rand weakening, you would expect a big relative change. We see that. We will sort of obviously see petrol prices, diesel prices rise and all that. But, you know, let's go back where the oil price was at the beginning of 2016. It dropped as low as about $25. So it's now jumped to almost three times that level. And if you look at inflation globally and South Africa in particular, it hasn't really tracked it one-on-one because there are other factors at play. I mean, pricing power, producers forced to take cut on margins, and other factors at play. It's not that obvious, and that's why any central bank will be very careful to just jump, you know, the gun, so to speak, raising interest rates in fear of potential future inflationary pressure. So they want to sort of see if they can look through this relative price change first.
I asked the question, Wikus, because it seems to be how the markets are reading things nevertheless, and the local fixed income market caught up in that shift that we have seen in overall global sentiment, favoring the dollar at the expense of other currencies. So outline what this spells for the fixed income space as you see it, the kind of activity you see this entire scenario actually triggering.
I think it's certainly one of the drivers at the moment, what's happening on crude oil prices, geopolitical risk, this announcement tonight, the stronger dollar, weaker rand, not only the rand, I mean all currencies have weakened against the US dollar. Just to put the dollar strength in perspective, it's like a 6% appreciation from the recent high. So how much is that really? So, and I think many analysts sort of argued that the dollar is probably a little bit too weak, especially against the euro. So we're seeing sort of some retracement there, weak positioning in markets as well, including the South African bond market. I mean, the bond market is really, really hard since December. And you've seen a lot of sort of like weaker hands entering the market. So the fact that yields are rising now, I think, is just a healthy correction in my mind. The curve is already steep. The curve has been steep for a while. And I think I'm not convinced that the market, you know, will reprice like another 100 points or so in this scenario.
Amidst it all then, take us through how things went at today's auction, because last week, with it being a punctuated week on account of the public holiday, we had demand sitting below the 4 billion rand level. So this is the first full week in a while. And that aside, we've also had 10-year Treasury yield seeming comfortable just below that 3% mark, and the rand sitting relatively stable as well, albeit at weaker levels.
The market has cheapened since last week, with yields rising and obviously prices falling. So you would have expected demand to be a little bit better this week than last week, which was indeed the case. I mean, all three bonds cleared more or less at where the market was at the time. And, you know, the bid offer ratio was, for the shorter dated ones, just over 2.5. For the longer dated stock, the 20/44, it was sitting at 1.5, which is not too bad, you know, considering the the broader backdrop of nervousness, especially in emerging markets.
Yeah. Well, Vikas, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Vikas Furstenberg is with Future Growth Asset Management.